Hey guys, welcome back to the Grow With Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. We're going to be talking about something I hear a lot, and that is the sentiment, I lost my glutes when I did a cut. And that's sad, you know, it really is, because it's like that age old kind of gym girl dilemma of deciding whether to have abs or big glutes. But, you know, in all seriousness, there's two things that could have happened in this situation. One, you actually lost glute muscle during a diet. When we diet, we're obviously in a calorie deficit, meaning that there is less energy than the body needs. And that's a pretty catabolic state to be in, meaning it's more likely that we'll break down things in the body to use for energy, for example, fat. So that's how we lose fat. It's because the body's breaking it down and using it for energy, or other tissues like muscle. If you don't diet properly, you are at risk of losing some muscle mass. This could happen if you don't continue to train the same, if you don't eat enough protein, or if you slash your calories far too low. So going into those, when some people start to diet, they decide that instead of continuing with that kind of heavy resistance training that they were doing beforehand that actually built their muscle in the first place, they'll swap that out for higher reps or like HIIT or cardio instead. So if you suddenly stop giving the muscle a reason to be there, obviously you're at risk of losing it. Then comes the issue of perhaps kind of under-eating protein, which provides, you know, our protein provides the building blocks for muscle proteins. And without enough of those building blocks, so the amino acids, it's very difficult for the body to do its muscle protein synthesis. And finally, it's pretty obvious why kind of super low calorie diets, which zap your energy and make your training rubbish, are going to put you at risk of muscle loss. So that's the first scenario, is that, yeah, you dieted and you lost your glute muscle. But the second and often far more common scenario is actually one people that, you know, people don't love to hear this one. But it's the situation that what you thought was glute muscle was actually more made up of fat sitting on top of the glute muscle itself. So we know that fat tissue sits on top of muscle tissue, and if you genetically store a decent amount of fat on your glutes and then you diet, you will probably lose some of that fat, and therefore your glutes will get smaller. And unfortunately, there is no way of kind of asking our body to keep the fat on our glutes but lose it from other areas. We just don't get to decide that. And your genetics are going to determine where you store your body fat the most, and also where you lose it from the most, or where you hold on to it and keep it from kind of last. Genetically, some people have amazing bums, and that might be because they naturally store a lot of fat there. Good for them. I'm not bitter about that at all. But just know that if they dieted and got super lean, they might lose a lot of that glute size too, particularly if they haven't built a good amount of glute muscle underneath it. So I guess the question is, if you don't want to be disappointed or unhappy with the size of your glutes after a diet, what should you do? And the answer is, either you might be lucky and genetically you perhaps store fat on your glutes. You know, all of us have fat on our glutes, but you might store more fat on your glutes. And genetically, you might also kind of maintain a lot of that fat in that area when you diet, and brilliant. Then you'll have the abs and the still have fat on your glutes. Great. Quite a lot of the time, that's not always the case for people. Or you spend time away from dieting to build the muscle mass first before you diet, and then you diet in a way that is appropriate and doesn't put you at risk of losing muscle mass, and then you can diet, get leaner, and still be happy with the size of your glutes because you've lost fat and you've still got glute muscle there to maintain that size or shape. So I guess if you want to know exactly what you should be doing to build that muscle mass, what I've done is kind of emptied the glute building compartment of my brain, and I've put it all into a single document for you. And So this isn't influencery stuff. It's not booty bandy stuff. This is the evidence-based facts about how to actually build as much glute muscle as possible. So this might, so what I've called it, it's my glute building guide, and it's totally free. So I've made it totally free for you guys, because I want to help you with this. I want you to have all the knowledge and tools you need to be able to kind of build your glutes and like ignore the fluff. And I know there's a lot of stuff about glute training out there online, and sometimes it can be a bit hard to decipher what's, you know, helpful and what's just kind of clickbaity. So I've just really stripped it back to the evidence-based facts, and as I said, it's totally free. So I'll leave the link in the show notes below that you can access that guide, and you know, hopefully it's helpful, and you can thank me later when you've got a great set of glutes. So then when you go into a diet and you're not upset at the end of it because you've still got some glute muscle to show, because you did the work kind of beforehand. And obviously, as always, if you're struggling with anything, if you've got any questions, glute related or not, you know that my DMs are always open, or drop me an email. I'm always more than happy to help. Download that free glute guide. It's going to break everything down for you from the training you should be doing, the exercises you should be selecting, how many times per week you should be training them, what you should be doing with your nutrition, sets, reps. I tell you everything. And I also give you a pure glute session, a workout example for a kind of really solid glute session. So I think that'll be really useful for you. And if you do download the guide, I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear some feedback. Again, DM or email, I'd always love to chat. But that's all from me today, and I'll speak to you again next week.